So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, and welcome back to another 30 minutes of Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom coming at you loud and clear. Now, the first thing I want to talk about this week is the death of Chris Cornell. Now, I cannot stand grunge, and I absolutely could not stand Chris Cornell's voice. It was the most annoying and grating voice that I have ever heard. But, two out of three are gone now. Kurt Cobain is gone. Chris Cornell is gone. The only one that's left now is Eddie Vedder. Hopefully, when he's gone, all of it will go away. But now, his death was ruled a suicide by hanging. Now, anytime I see a death ruled as suicide by hanging, I always have to look at the background of the person. Now, Chris Cornell did not display any evidence of being depressed. Now, when some family members spoke with him earlier that evening, he did have some slurred speech, like he was on something. Folks, did you know, and this is related here, that the majority of teen suicides by hanging are actually accidental? It's actually autoerotic asphyxiation, which is what Michael Hutchence from INXS died from. Now, most parents of these teens don't want autoerotic asphyxiation ruled as the cause of death, so it's ruled a suicide instead. They have the option to choose that. So I'm wondering here, if Chris Cornell didn't go down the same path as Michael Hutchence and so many other people, maybe things were getting to him and he ties something around his neck and it went a little too far. I don't know. This may come out down the road, it may not, but I'm just throwing that out for you right now to keep in the back of your mind. Now, while I'm on the topic of sex and bizarre things involving sex, there is a story out of Arkansas. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. Woman charged for pointing gun at teen allegedly raping a dog. Where does this come from? The subheadline here is the local prosecutor's office hasn't decided if it will pursue the felony case. All right, as soon as I saw this, I had to look into this. Apparently, this woman, Centerton, which is in northwest Arkansas, I guess not too terribly far from Harrison. This woman is facing a felony charge because she pointed a gun at a teenage boy who she says was sexually assaulting her neighbor's dog. And according to her, it was not the first time. Now, they got her pickup here. And she's really not that bad looking. She was doing the right thing, I think. Now, her name is Carrie Lankard, and she told police that she looked out a window and saw the teen with the dog he raped last time. So apparently this was an ongoing thing with this kid and this dog. So she says, I got my gun out of my safe and went out the back door, and I told him to get on the blanking ground and pointed my gun at him. Now, the kid is only identified as NM because he's 14 years old, he's underage, and court documents said he jumped over a fence and ran. As he was running away, Ms. Lankard fired a shot into the grass to scare him. Well, let me tell you something. As someone who has pulled the trigger on a gun myself many times in a situation, yes, that does get somebody's attention. Now, the teenager left behind his iPad and some clothing. And they also found a spent shell casing there when the police investigated. So they found the spent shell casing when she fired. Apparently it was a semi-auto weapon. And his iPad and apparently a pair of pants, because a neighbor spotted him running down the street wearing only boxers with no pants. And he acknowledged doing that to the police. Now, the court filing says the boy told police he ran home, changed clothes, and told his mother a false story. He denied, however, calling Lankard a crazy biatch. Now, the kid was charged with two counts of bestiality and one count of criminal trespass, according to police. But Miss Lankard's attorney, a guy by the name of Shane Wilkinson, says that she herself was really surprised when she was charged, of all things, with aggravated assault. And he says the Benton County Prosecuting Attorney's Office should drop the case against her, and I agree. There is a difference between pointing a gun at a 14-year-old kid for no reason and pointing a gun at a 14-year-old kid because they're having sex with a dog, Wilkinson said. Well, again, I agree. Wilkinson goes on to say that Lankard was attempting to detain the boy because she had previously reported him to police but was told he would need to be caught in the act. Well, I guess you could use a cell phone, you know, cam, something like that, but I guess she did the first thing that came to mind. Wilkinson goes on to say it's his understanding that Lankard was charged for pointing the gun at the teen and not for firing the shot as he ran away. So she was not charged with discharging the weapon, but merely for pointing the gun. Now, Centerton Police Department's Captain Christopher Arthur has said that the department charged Lankard per request of the prosecutor's office, which means he knew absolutely nothing about why these charges were brought about. Sounds to me like somebody who is trying to make a name for himself, and that somebody would be Nathan Smith, who was Benton County's elected prosecuting attorney. Now, he says his office did not request the charge, but that a member of the staff merely signed off on the existence of probable cause for an arrest warrant. Okay, so then drop the charges. Because that's, you know, entirely different from whether the case should be prosecuted. Now, Smith says he hasn't decided if his office will pursue the case and expects a decision before Lankard's scheduled June 5th arraignment. Yeah, this whole thing should be dropped. Now, Smith says it's possible to face an aggravated assault charge for either pointing a gun at someone or firing a gun in the ground, though certainly you can, just by pointing a gun at someone, commit the crime of aggravated assault. Yeah, that's a bunch of crap. The statute governing aggravated assault has an exception for self-defense or the defense of a third party. Now, typically, that is the defense of a person and not a dog. Now, I found myself in this situation a couple of times over the years where I have had to draw my weapon and in a couple of instances discharge the weapon because somebody else's security was in question. It was never in defense of a dog. So this is kind of new territory, but the prosecutor is saying that it can be legal under certain circumstances to use force to defend a property. I guess a dog would be considered property. Man, this is where you get into these fine lines. So a decision on whether to pursue charges will focus on whether Lankard's action was necessary and proportionate, Smith says. He also goes on to say he cannot confirm that the boy will face charges relating to the April 17th incident, which was first reported to the local press late last week. Man. Now, Wilkinson says that Lankard, she's 40 years old, has never faced criminal charges before. And when looking online, an Arkansas court records search revealed only the pending case. So that appears to back that up. She is not someone who was out there violating the law, pointing guns haphazardly at people. She did what she felt was right. And in fact, her attorney says she did not call the police on herself thinking she would be arrested. She thought she was doing the right thing. And I do as well. What do you think, folks? I mean, what would you do if you... I mean, it's one of those things. You're looking out your back window and there's a kid having sex with somebody's dog. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. Honestly, what would you do? Apparently, she'd call the cops before and they wouldn't do anything. Now, I guess what I would have done myself would have been to have gotten out the camera and gotten either some stills or some actual video of the kid doing that and then turned it over. But, you know, she did what she felt at the time was the right thing to do, and to draw down on him and hold him until cops arrived. And he ran. So, I don't know. Crazy and wacky world we live in, folks, I'll tell you. And it's just getting worse and worse every day. So now there's a little bit of good news. Out of Houston, Texas, a black Texas congressman said on Saturday that he has been threatened with lynching by callers infuriated over him seeking impeachment of President Donald J. Trump. Well, you know what? I think it's about time. I am tired of people calling for the impeachment of this president who has been, by far, so far, the best president that we have had, at least since Ronald Reagan, and may even actually surpass Ronald Reagan and what he's going to get done. And this scares the crap out of these people. And they have been calling for his impeachment? Well, here's what happened. Representative Al Green, why does that name sound familiar? Wasn't there like a singer named Al Green and some scumbag black guy named Alvin Green in South Carolina running for Congress a couple years ago? So, all right, you've already got a bad name. So, this black guy named Al Green held a town hall meeting, and he played recordings of several threatening voicemails left at his offices in Houston and Washington, being reported by the Houston Chronicle. Now, this turd has been in there for 7 terms. Whoa. He said there was about 100 people there. Huge turnout, right? He won't be deterred. We is not going to be intimidated, Green said on Saturday. We is not going to allow this to cause us to deviate from what we believes to be the right thing to do, and that is to proceed with the impeachment of President Trump. Well, apparently, one male caller used a racial insult and threatened Green with hanging from a tree if he pursues impeachment. I'm on board with that. Another man left a message saying Green would be the one impeached after a short trial, and then he would be hanged. Man, the peasants are pissed. So Green took to the House floor on Wednesday to say he believes Trump committed obstruction of justice and no one is above the law. Well, you know what happens here, folks? When no one has committed a crime, and you continue to harangue and harass them, the haranguers and the harassers are eventually going to come under the thumb. And Al Green is figuring this out. Now, Trump has dismissed criticism of his firing of FBI Director James Comey amid the agency's investigation of possible links between Russia and Trump campaign associates. And for some reason, Green is going off the deep end. He said he wanted his constituents to be aware of the hateful calls he's since received. When a person talks about lynching you, we think it's a pretty serious threat, said Green, who also happens to be a former president of the Houston branch of the NAACP, according to his congressional website. Well, folks, let me tell you this. NAACP stands for Niggers Are All Colored Polacks. George, let's go to a break.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Join Canadian Association for Freedom of Expression director Paul Fromm for Walking on the Fighting Side of Me. That's the Fighting Side of Me with Canadian Association of Freedom of Expression, Paul Fromm, only on KKKRadio.com.
The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. Get your truth at Radio New America with your host, Billy Roper, at KKKRadio.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. So have you heard of this thing called the Rape Cube? Or better yet, the Muslim Rape Cube. Have you heard of this, folks? Well, it's what a lot of these Islamist immigrants coming into Europe would build if they had the funding to do it. And, you know, European leaders, you know, they, for some reason, they're thinking that all these millions of Muslim immigrants can be peacefully integrated into their countries. But that's a bunch of garbage. I mean, we know they don't want to be incorporated. That's just a bunch of multicultural bunk. Now, a lot of these Islamist invaders have no intention of assimilating. We know this. You know, they want to transform their host nations, and here is what the Rape Cube is. By trapping innocent European women inside this thing. It's a concept right now, but it's called the Rape Cube. And it is a robotic prison, 1 cubic mile in size. And they want to build this as soon is they have acquired the necessary funds and resources to do this. This is something they really want to do. They want to build these rape cubes and put all of the white women into them. Now, as of yet, they don't have the technology, and it's going to cost billions of dollars. But it's what they want. It's what they're looking for. This is their end game. Now, the rest of the world kind of entered the modern age. You know, we took the blacks out of the Stone Age culture in Africa. We took the American Indians out of the Stone Age. But Islam, for some reason, is clinging to its medieval view that believes that, say, Swedish or Finnish women should be seized by mechanical steel claws and dropped into a vast network of conveyor belts that will carry them through this cube to the fornication nodes where Syrian refugees wait to sexually assault them. And under Sharia law, there would be no escape from the fornication nodes, because they'll be guarded by flying robots called jihad drones that can immobilize Swedes with their metallic tentacles. Now, this sounds far-fetched. I mean, this sounds to the point of being ludicrous. But this is what they are trying to do. If they had scientists and technology to do this, this is what they would do. Now, before they got that far, I mean, obviously, they would do it themselves. They would have their own drones on foot that would drag these women into these rape cubes. But my God, folks, I mean, this is what we're looking at. You know, Trump is over there trying to make friends with these people, and I know what he's doing. I mean, having been in politics myself, I know you can't be quite as brash in the real world as he was on the campaign trail. But my God, I mean, it's obvious that European democracy and the whole concept of these rape cubes, they just don't go hand in hand. The problem is that in today's regime of political correctness, for some reason now it's racist to say that you don't want a Muslim rape cube looming over your country. And folks, I mean, this, when I first saw this, like I said, I thought it was a joke. And then as I read further into it, I mean, this is what these people want. And Europe has let this happen. They have let this happen. They've brought it upon themselves. And unfortunately, it may be too late to save Europe. But America, I don't think, would fall for that. We can still protect ourselves from these rape cubes. And that is exactly why we need to stop all Muslim immigration. And if the Muslim U.S. citizens that are already living here ever build one of these things, maybe we could build a good rape cube to fight their evil rape cube. Let's get to work. The fate of our nation depends on it. That's how this article ends. So obviously, I mean, that's going a little bit too far. But again, the whole concept here is that we need to make sure that radical Islam never makes it into this nation. We cannot allow this to happen. We cannot allow Sharia law to take over. You know, as that article said, I mean, Sharia law is basically a medieval system that doesn't work in today's society. But what if they are able to take their sick and twisted views and apply modern technology? You know, what if they had this idea and they had the resources that we do? You know, through NASA and DARPA and agencies like that, these things would become a reality. And it's something we can never let happen. This is why radical Islam can never be allowed to flourish. This is why the Crusades happened in the first place, because way back then, the Christian people understood the evils of Islam and that it needed to be destroyed. It needed to be blotted out. Islam is a disease. It is a disease that needs to be eradicated. It needs to be wiped from the face of this earth. And if you're a Muslim and you think that maybe I'm being radical, I want you to defend yourself and your views, and I want you to tell me how in the hell you can defend a religion like Islam that cuts off body parts and maims people. No, you're not a religion of faith. You are a religion of the devil. and there's only one place where all of you belong. So somehow or another, this entire show somehow has been about bizarre sex stories, people raping dogs and Muslims wanting to rape European women. So I guess then it's only fitting that we leave off here with Anthony, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. Now, in case you've been under a rock somewhere, you're obviously aware that Anthony Weiner was sexting a 15-year-old girl here in the state of North Carolina. And this time, it got the best of him. He has agreed to take a plea deal, go up before a judge. He will plead guilty, and he will serve somewhere between, I think, 22 and 27 months in prison. That will make him a convicted felon, and he will have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. So that's only fitting. Hopefully the same thing will happen to Bill Cosby as well, although his life is going to last nowhere near as long as Anthony, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. And on the same day that he took this plea deal, his Muslim wife, Huma Abedin, who was, of course, Hillary Clinton's confidant, I think we all know what she actually was, filed for divorce. I guess the first two didn't bother her, but the third time was finally a charm on this one, and she said enough was enough, and she decided to leave the wiener man. Well, what goes around comes around, folks. But this is the end result. We have seen our society deteriorate significantly over the past 50 years. And within the last 25, even more so. And in the past 10, it's just been increasing exponentially. When you take the morals out of your life and you allow same-sex marriage and to use whatever bathroom you feel like being, that gender reflects upon your personality that day, society's going to go to hell. And it has. It's gone to hell in a handbasket. And unless some major changes are made, unless we start returning to our values, it's just going to continue to go further and further and further until there is such a divide between the right and the left that there's no longer any common meeting ground. And that's when the fireworks are going to start. And that's when I think somebody on one side is going to say, enough is enough. Just like people now are saying, enough is enough, stop attacking Trump. If you keep going, we're going to put you in your place. And that's what it's coming down to, folks. People are fed up. The peasants are pissed, and they're grabbing their pitchforks. And every day, we get further and further down that slippery slope. There's going to be a point where there's no coming back. Somebody's going to fire a shot, and then everyone else is going to jump on board. And by then, it'll be too late. I don't think these liberals really understand just how outgunned they are. They want to make all the decisions for the entire world. But they are in the minority. It's just that they, as my ex-wife used to say, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. They just run their mouths and they get the attention. And it gives the impression that everybody wants the liberal way. And that is not the way it's going to go down. And if they ever make the mistake of coming to a conflict, they will lose. They will lose big time. Because most of your weapons, and I have said this before, most of your firearms are in the hands of white males that have strong right-wing views. The liberals will detonate bombs, but they will be wiped out pretty quick. Initially, they'll do a lot of damage just like the terrorists do with their bombs, but they will be taken out. Well, speaking of being taken out, I am out of time for this week. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Particularly if you're a radical Muslim, I want to hear from you. I want you to tell me what's going on inside that sick, twisted, disgusting head of yours, all right? Till next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.